Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly with you. Going to talk some Mountain West football, our Root Sports Rocky Mountain, Mountain West football update. Sed Bonner back on with us after a couple weeks off. Sed, it's always a pleasure to talk with you, and even better, we get to talk to you when you guys are doing a Wyoming game on Root Sports Rocky Mountain, taking on the Falcons. Big one for both teams, who are both 1-0 in the Mountain West. I got to ask you, though, both teams are coming off arguably their biggest wins of the year, Air Force playing for the Commanders in Chief Trophy, beating Navy, and Wyoming beating Border War rival CSU. I mean, is there, when you're coming back and playing another rival after beating a big rival, arguably your biggest rival, is there a chance for a letdown, or is it pretty easy to get back up for a game?
It's very easy to get back up for a game, especially considering the fact that 2 weeks ago in Ypsilanti, the Cowboys gave a game away, literally. I mean, there's no other way to put it. Defense was lights out. They didn't go out and win the game late. So I feel like that was a good moment for them to learn how to finish games and really put teams away, especially when they had the opportunity to do so on the road. But to come back and win the Bronze Boot showed the level of maturity that we haven't seen from this program and from this team in a long time. So there definitely won't be any letdown. And listen, anytime you play one of the academies, you better bring it, or else you're going to get embarrassed. And Air Force is playing really good football right now. I don't think there'll be any letdown there.
It always used to be when you played Air Force, the book on them was, you know, undersized, you know, plays hard, plays tough, but you should be able to wear them down. That's not the case anymore. They're holding teams, and I know their first two games weren't great, but they're holding teams to 53 yards a game on the ground. That sounds insane for a service academy to be able to do that to me.
It really does, but I think, you know, their nose guard, Lachlan, the kid is fantastic, and anytime you've got somebody that's a troublemaker on the inside, it makes it tough. I don't care how big you are, when you can move and stem, and you know, look at Wyoming's D line. They created problems last week. When you can stem and move, even though you're undersized like Chase Appleby, you can create problems because it's hard for guys to square you up and get to you in the proper gap. So they're creating a lot of confusion. At times they'll run their nickel dime package and bring extra guys and be able to rush those guys. They don't have to substitute a ton of guys because the guys are virtual plug-and-play guys that can stay on the field in all situations for Air Force. So that makes it tough to run anything versus that defense when you're not prepared for it.
And that's what Wyoming wants to do. And we've seen in the two losses when Wyoming has not been able to run the ball, being one-dimensional, having to throw it, has been a problem, even though Josh Allen has made some plays with his arm. But how important is it going to be for him to be consistently good against Air Force, who does such a good job against the run?
Listen, he's not going to have to go out and throw for 300 yards, but he's going to have to be extremely efficient. And I thought he did a good job of that in the last game I had at Eastern Michigan in the loss. And I keep going back to that game because they had so many chances to just take over that game. So they should be on a nice little run here, nice little win streak. But he's got to be efficient. And the offense can't, and when I say the offense, the skill set guys, the Tanner Gentrys, the Jake Molharts, those guys cannot turn the ball over. When they catch the hitch route, they've got to get what they get down. When they catch the bubble route, get your yards, get down, but you can't give extra possessions to a team that wants to run the clock on you and get you off the field or keep you off the field offensively.
You guys will have the Wyoming Air Force game, Root Sports Rocky Mountain, at 1:30 right there on Root Sports Rocky Mountain. That'll be Saturday afternoon. Another game that's interesting to me, and I think it's interesting because of the way New Mexico has played Boise State the last couple of years, is that game against Boise in Albuquerque. And listen, I think Boise State is playing well and should win, but boy, New Mexico has given them all sorts of fits with their offense. Why have they been able to do that?
I think it's just one of those things that you don't see too often. And you've got two teams in this conference that run kind of a option package. Air Force does it in a way that's a little more traditional. But then when you look at New Mexico, the way they do it, They run it from pistol. They run it from zone look. They run it from so many different looks. There's so much confusion already going on with the movement, and it's really tough to deal with. But talking about those offenses, both those teams went on the road and beat Boise State last year running those offenses. I guarantee, Keith, that they have done a ton of work on how to stop the option game. Speaking of Boise State this year, it'll be tough. If New Mexico cannot come out and get some kind of efficient passing game going, it'll be really tough for them to win that game.
How upsetting, I guess, if you're a Mountain West fan, upsetting bad of a loss with San Diego State going to South Alabama. I mean, they got it for the second year in a row. And listen, I know South Alabama got the win at Mississippi State, but they had two subpar losses, I would say. I mean, just very disappointing loss for San Diego State, I would think.
I think a disappointing loss for the conference. I mean,
yeah.
that was your hope because of who they played. They played Pac-12 team and beat them. I mean, they played great. And listen, if not for two late fumbles in that game, they probably go on to win that game. But it shouldn't come down to that. This is a team that's extremely talented and can be physical when they want. They've arguably got the best tailback in the country on their team. Even though he's a little guy, he's arguably the best tailback in the country, and the numbers are showing that right now. Very, very bad loss, not only for San Diego State, but for the Mountain West Conference.
So in your opinion, through the first third of the season, four games, is Boise State the best team? Are they better than San Diego State, or was that loss an aberration? What do you think?
I think it's an aberration. I do, however, feel like those are the top two teams, and I don't want to discount Air Force by any means, because
yeah.
We all know that those guys have some talent, and they can play with everybody. And they get Boise State at home this year. So I think that loss is an aberration. I think San Diego State, Boise State, and Boise State in the Mountain Conference right now a hair over Air Force, just by a hair, though.
I'm going to put you on the spot here. Because I know you like both running backs, and the numbers point to Donnell Pumphrey being the better running back. Who would you rather have to start a team with, Brian Hill or Donnell Pumphrey, right now?
Oh, that's wrong.
That's tough. That's a bad question, isn't it?
Can I trade away my quarterback and take them both?
If you want to.
If
you were the quarterback,
I have a ton of skill guys at the other positions, and I know that I'm not going to need Brian Hill to go out of the backfield and catch screen routes and to be able to flex him out and use him, i.e. Marshall Faulk. If I know I could just use him like Ezekiel Elliott's being used right now, where he can come downhill and just smash mouth dudes, I'm taking Brian Hill 100%. But if I got to have a guy that I could use in my passing game, move him around the field like they did Marshall Faulk with the Rams, then I got to go with Pumphrey. So that's what it is for me. It depends on what my needs are. I think both these dudes are unbelievable. But B. Hill is that smash-mouth guy, and I think he'll get better in the passing game. But right now, if I had to go eye back, two tight ends, full back, B. Hill's my guy.
Who's the better NFL running back, do you think? Is it Hill?
I think, because of sheer size, the guys that are Pumphrey size, you look at Tyler Irvin from San Jose State, did a lot of similar things, not as explosive as Pumphrey, but did a lot of similar things, and now he's relegated to pretty much a third down back and being a punt returner in the NFL. Pumphrey has shown the ability, as Irvin did last year, to run between the tackles. I just feel like the NFL teams don't want to bang a guy up that bad, that size, running him between the tackle against those guys. B. Hill could take that punishment.
It was just a dirty question, wasn't it?
It was terrible, man. I thought we were better than that, but I guess not.
Man, I had to ask. I thought it was interesting, though, the way you came out with that, because it makes a lot of sense with the thought process right there. You're exactly right. So we do appreciate the time, as always. By the way, is there a better defensive player name than Weston Steelhammer for Air Force. I love that name, and he's good to boot.
No. It's just like you think back to the old Notre Dame days, and you had Mike Stonebreaker.
Yeah.
And, you know, those guys, I mean, it's a great name, and he's a good player. I think, you know, we have two of the, arguably two of the best safeties in the Mountain West Conference playing against each other, you know, with him and our guy from Ralston Valley, Mr. Winger. So I think we have two of the best safeties, and, you know, they've played a lot of football, and we'll see how that matchup goes.
1:30, Root Sports Rocky Mountain. Of course, you can listen. You can listen to the game here on KFBC as well. Wyoming Air Force said our Root Sports Rocky Mountain Mount West update. We appreciate the time, and I promise no more throwing you under the bus with those questions next time.
Yeah, well, that felt like an Amtrak. It didn't feel like a bus. That felt like an Amtrak, bud.
Hey, we'll see you Saturday. Thanks, man.
All right, we'll see you.